Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I am Ebony. Hey y'all, hey.
I'm Karen Jones.
We got Karen for Toy
Hey Karen
Talk
Jones.
After Dark. What's
Hey.
What's up, all you fly ladies? What
And
y'all
fly
drinking on?
guys.
What y'all sipping on?
My
Water.
30 days and started over it like two times. So I'm gonna water again.
All right. What you drinking on, Karen?
Actually, I'm starting off with kombucha, but then I have some wine chilling in the fridge. I have a nice Chardonnay from Sonoma Valley chilling for me.
Okay.
And
All
I will
right.
have that. And if it doesn't chill enough, I'll have a Peroni.
Okay. I'm over here sipping on it's like a seasonal prickly pear. It's an ale. It's pretty good. I like it. Got it from I think Trader Joe's. It's pretty good.
Cool.
I've been on a whole Trader Joe like wine. You know, they have like their own little suggestions and stuff. I've been on a whole little let me see what y'all really like scenario with Trader Joe's here lately. So let's get into some celebrity foolishness. I mean, we'll get into a topic and stuff, but it's so much stuff going on. And some of it's not even foolishness. It's just a lot of stuff in the news going on, just period. The first thing I want to talk about is not foolishness, but it's about Wayne Brady coming out as pansexual.
Yeah.
So...
Oh.
In case our listeners don't know what a pansexual is, a pansexual is someone who is sexual or romantically attracted to people regardless of whatever sex or gender that they are. So this is another way of stating and saying that you're bisexual. Is just a politically correct way of saying that you are bisexual. But to pansexuals, they be like, we not bisexual. It's just a fancy way of saying bisexual.
Exactly.
I think that is trisexual. I think pansexual should be trisexual. I will try to
I
have
think so.
With whomever I want to or whoever I'd like to.
Yes, because there are some pansexual people that have sex with transgenders, like with all different. So I really do think that their definition should be. They'll try anything. At least
once.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. I agree.
Let me ask you a question. Do you guys think that there's a point in life where everyone should be pan or trisexual? Because it's almost like, do you like sushi? Or do you like Italian food? If you've never had it, do you know if you really like it? Or is it... I don't like it because I was told I should not like it.
Right. I do feel like you should be able to say I had that and I don't like it. For instance, I tried eating coochie. It's an acquired taste. It ain't for me. I don't want this shit. Now, will I lay back and be a pillow princess, as they call it? Absolutely I will. But am I going to eat you? Uh-uh. I'll pass. Get somebody else to do it. I don't want it.
I think I'm going to be plus one on that. I think there are a number of sexual experiences that I've had, and I tell people this all the time. If I'm pontificating on something, it's because I know what the hell I'm talking about, that I have lived it, I have done it, and I have truly experienced it. Otherwise, I'm going to sit back with my mouth closed and go, really? Really? I'm not on team go girl. Girls may rule the world. True, but I'm not going to be ruling a girl in that. I'm not going to be that girl ruling the world in that way. That's not my jam either. Now,
I feel like it's really messed up that, like, for women, this is the only, I guess I shouldn't say I feel messed up. because this is actually the only thing that we as women are allowed to do is try everything that we want to do and still just be a lady. If a man tries everything, they are gay, they are this, they are everything. So I guess it's the only time we can just, like, because we can go kiss as many girls as we want and still be heterosexual. They can't. They kiss one man, they gay. They suck one dick, they gay. They take one ass, they gay. Like,
suck one, they're gay. But so the rules just are not applying. It's like, and I think it kind of goes along with that, how men are 100% down to watch girl on girl porn. They want to watch it. They want to be present for it, but they're not really going to stick around for man on man or boy on boy porn. I don't want to say boy. That sounds so bad. You know what I'm talking about? Like God, 20 year olds. That's a shame.
Yo, but you would think that, and maybe I'm just going too far with this, but you would think that if they enjoy watching dicks being sucked, that it wouldn't matter who was sucking the dick. They would just enjoy the porn. Of the dicks being sucked. So I think they not, I think a lot of men aren't telling the truth. I think that a lot of them are lying about what they watch in their private time versus what they tell us they like.
Do you think that correlates to the imagineering of, like, people, you've heard people say, like, oh, you want to have your dick sucked by a woman with no teeth. You know, that the imagineering, what would that be like? Is it as the, if you think it, then you do it, that line of thought?
It's like, you know how women say, how we say, we know how to, we know how to please a woman because we're a woman. We know what we like. Well, a man is a man. He knows what he likes. So why wouldn't a man be able to accept the fact that another man can please him, or he can get gratification by watching another man give another man head? Because it's essentially the same, just the face is attached to a man, but they still get into the same, A is still getting to B.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't believe that. I believe that if we were sitting down watching porn and it came up and I was enjoying that, I was enjoying a man getting his dick sucked. Like, it doesn't matter. I like gay porn. So I'm aroused by the fact that that man is sucking that man's dick. Not that it's a man sucking a man's dick, but just that the dick is being sucked.
Did you guys?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, this is an odd fact. More gay men watch straight porn than gay porn. Someone
I think that that is true.
That they get aroused by straight porn, if not equally, if not as much as gay porn, possibly more. I thought that was interesting. Yeah, as they say. But anyway,
it's crazy.
I think back to Wayne Brady. I think it's courageous of him to kind of come to this point, and it's amazing that at this point in the middle of his life, he's gotten to a point of being honest and true to who he is, that he has this feels compelled to be real honest about who he is and what he wants without kind of shame. I mean, I kind of applaud him, you know?
Yeah, because he, you know, his ex-wife, her partner and his daughter, they're all accepting of it. And
well, they all live in the same house too.
Yeah,
they all live in the same house.
Yeah, they're all they're all accepting of it. And like I said earlier, like his quote was, you know, he just thinks of being pansexual as like bisexual with an open mind. And and I mean, that's the best way to look at it. Like, but if a true, real pansexual activist, they would beg to differ, but that's really what it is. And I think it's awesome and commendable that, you know, that they can all cohabitate and live the way that they live, and everybody's accepting of it. And he's not really getting as much backlash as everybody would think he would be getting. You know, normally they will give you so much backlash, especially a guy, so much backlash of saying that he's pansexual But you know,
can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Can I say something real quick? That's what, when he came out and said that, I said, duh, like, Negro, like, we already know that you didn't like me. So, okay, it's pansexual, it's everybody, but like, when I don't, yes, he had a wife, but that didn't ever stop me from thinking that he was bisexual at any point ever.
I never thought that. Nothing.
Oh my gosh. Especially when he was on, What's the Line or Whose Line Is It? Absolutely, I did.
Really?
I just
never.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Quite honestly, we're talking pansexual, which is now the tidier way of saying bisexual. And he's in, it appears to me, a polyamorous relationship as well. Because
they don't have any, him and his ex-wife don't have any dealings like that anymore. They just cohabitate.
Okay.
Yeah, they just cohabitate.
Mortgage, check.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean.
Lights, check.
I think he was more of the lines wanting to still be in the same home and raise their daughter.
Okay.
So he's like, however it has to happen for us to be able to raise our daughter in the same home, that's what I'm going to do. Like, I want to do that. And they're so, I think they were best friends before she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And that did not change after they were married and divorced.
Right.
So he's like, I love her. I still love her. We're still the best of friends, but I knew she would be happy with someone else. And I was going to be happy doing my thing, but we both knew that we need to be in the same home to raise our daughter. And that's how they do it.
It's totally
I commend that.
I love a great co-parenting situation. And so I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
So, do you guys watch Black Ink?
Oh,
I do.
I do not.
So do you guys watch Black Ink Chicago? Did you guys hear about?
Yes, because he is so fine. Not him, not Thor, but Ryan is fine as hell.
Yeah, Thor and him admitting that he likes to get pegged.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
So, okay, so we're going to listen to it.
About the pegging.
You want to see it?
Yes. This pegging video.
I
want to
see it.
No, I want
to
see it. So that was real?
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
Okay. How did you know you liked it?
It was just a fact of like, here you go. I get the sound off though, but you can check me out.
He's showing them.
The he nasty.
Lord, we're going to need you to close your mouth.
This is from
thrusting that bitch. So how did you know you liked that?
So what happened was, I used to date a lot of women that like a little dominant, you know what I'm saying? So at a young age, I had a girl that was into eating ass, right? Before she was sucking my dick. I'm like, damn, this is different, right? Mm-hmm. She said licking ass for her and her religion, it's a sign of royalty. When she said that, she was dead ass serious, like no smiling or nothing. I'm like,
no pun intended.
So then that once that happened, then I started dealing with more women that was into the same type of thing. So I'm like, oh, now I'm getting more comfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I started dating this one girl that she was into like doing little fingers and little anal plays, stuff like that. So it was like over time.
It was a build up.
It was a build up.
And that's where your G spot is.
Absolutely. And that's when I learned. I had one girl, like she'd go lick the balls, you know what I'm saying? And the G spot all at once. So it's getting super crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
Part of
that climax. Some girls will make it harder for the next girl, like, hey, you ain't finna go nowhere. I'm gonna treat you different. And you like, shit, I ain't going nowhere. Shit, you ain't doing what she finna do to me, like, you know, because you feel different when it comes.
I'm here for it because I'm like a pegging enthusiast. So I was like, yes. And for him to admit it, I thought that was just awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was really dope too. I like for and he is super like, he is a manly man to say that too. And that's what makes it so sexy to me that he's just like, yeah, I like that shit. And I recorded myself getting it done. And this is
several
what it looks
videos.
Like.
I have several videos.
I really like that. I really enjoy that for him. You know what I'm saying? Being able to share that with people. More men do it.
I
want to
see the video because I want to know. I want to see how he reacts. I want to see his reaction to it.
Let me message him because I'll be in everybody in heart. So
yeah.
Message him and
message
be like,
him.
Hey.
I want to see the video. You show the video. I want to see it.
You know, what's interesting about that is the progression of it. It's like, it doesn't, people, some women get to that man and they say, oh my God, how the hell did this happen? Where did this happen? That there was a gradual progression. It's kind of like women who do anal. It's like, you didn't just wake up one day and have someone's penis in your butt. It's like, you basically, someone said, let me finger play. Someone said, let me, you know, lick your ass, blah, 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 the whole nine yards. And then basically it got to a point where you're like, okay, we can do cucumbers, we can do pickles, we can do penises now. And I think it's a cool thing. I think you get the suit for a minute, do with it what you want to enjoy your life and enjoy who you are. Mm-hmm. Now, here's, is this the same guy who was being walked down the street from Black Ink?
I think you might be talking about, wait, what you mean walk down the street?
There was somebody who has a dominatrix and who was,
that was New York. This is Chicago.
All right.
Okay. Black Ink, Chicago.
All right. That was interesting.
Yes. But I was like, this is awesome. I'm was so glad that he came out with it. And then, so I feel like once a couple of people confess and come out about it, then it's easier for other guys to come out about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many men that, like, we have, every time we on the show, we ask them, do you like getting your legs thrown back? Because we want to know. Mm-hmm. Like, you like getting your ass ate or not? And so, in a minute, it's going to be just normal. Like, it ain't even going to be a question. Like,
right.
Yeah. Like, if you say you don't get your ass ate, they're going to be like, well, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with your ass? Or you can be like the one person who just, people don't, they're not cleanly. So of course nobody wants to eat your ass, but you know, cleanly asses.
I'll throw a man in the bathtub.
Fast, quick, and in a hurry.
I'm like, if we're doing around the world in 180 ways, your ass is going to the bathtub.
Immediately. Period.
And I'm washing you.
Yes.
Period.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. I think it's awesome. The same way that if you feel like you want to bathe me, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it doesn't matter how, it's kind of like if I come to your house and your definition of clean is not my definition of clean, it could be the same way. You could be a very clean person, but there may be certain things that your partner wants to do to you, or do with you, that may require a different level of cleanliness. And don't take it personal, because if you know you're a clean person, definitely don't take it personal. But there may be some things that they might want to do, and you might not think about it. Like, it's some stuff.
I don't know the plan.
I need you to be squeaky clean.
Yes, I know of a person who. And y'all gonna think this is disgusting. And I keep saying I'm gonna look this up as a fetish and talk about it. But they like the way the back of the ear smells. Now, y'all know the back of the ear has that smell.
Easy, sometimes.
Right. And so she always asks her partner to not wash the back of his ear, but only for a day. Like, she don't want it, like, rank, but... she don't want him washing the back of his ear. So when she does her little ear play with him or whatever, she wants to smell that.
That shit stank.
It turns her on. She's like, because I asked her, I said, so, like, for how many days? And she's like, forever? Like, is he not required? She's like, no, just like one day. Like, if I know that, like, I'm going to go visit him the first day, he knows to not clean behind his ears, and then we have sex or whatever, he showers, cleans behind his ears. But she's like, that's just one thing, and it's not every time, it's just like she just wants it periodically.
Not judging, but I'm interested in everything has a start. What's the origin of that story? How did she get there?
I don't, it could, like I said, it could be, I don't know. Cause she says she likes to do the whole ear licking everything. So it could have been like the first time that she smelled one that wasn't like clean. It could have been like, she could have liked it. Cause you know, there are men that like to eat pussy that's not clean.
Yeah.
And buttholes, I saw it.
Yeah, they don't want, they don't want
that butt smell.
Yeah, they don't want you to,
that's a fight.
To be like all out, like nasty, dirty, but they don't want you to be like fresh out the shower.
Yo, I'm a dude.
They don't want you fresh out the shower, pussy. They want you to be like you worked all day and then you came home kind of pussy smell. Not like don't ever take no bath ever. Your
off the elliptical, right? Pussy.
Yeah, they don't want it's some dudes that like, I've heard of dudes that like girls after they exercise as well.
Yeah.
So,
that's awful. Know.
That's not my town to go down.
That's not your town.
Not my town. Mm-mm.
Nah, I need you to wash your ass and behind your ears. Okay.
Yes.
That's all.
And ladies, if you wear earrings and you wear the same pair all the time, take them off, clean the back, clean it. Don't nobody like that. Clean that. I don't like.
You clean them shit. There's
some people to do.
Yeah. I don't want
I'm forever cleaning my extra piercings and rotating them, and because I don't want nobody to ever decide they want to lick on my ear and they smell that behind the ear smell. That's ear, just
thing.
You see, for that reason, I took it out and it came. I was like, oh no, we won't.
yes, especially with cheap earrings, it's yeah. Hell no. I'm sorry, but
clean
girl,
your ears. Just a little alcohol. It ain't nothing.
Yeah, you don't even have to use alcohol. You can go get some of that stuff from wherever they pierce ears. You can get some of that little spray and clean it out. Take that Q-tip. You don't nasty ass. That's nasty. And I'm yucking all that yum because that shit. Have you ever seen a dirty ass ear that stink when they take the earring off? That fucking green shit. We hear them that green, stuff on the back green. Of the ear. The stuff, it be like the ears be dirty as fuck. The earring, it be cluttered with just the ear juice and shit.
Oh,
no, no, ma'am. Not even my kids, like, even they had their earrings. I mean, they have like a little, it be a little bit. Well, I ain't never seen green. That green mean infection?
Yeah,
where I mean, it may not be green, it may just be dark. Anyway, it's fucking nasty. I don't want to be licking somebody's ears. And then motherfucking ear boogers get on my tongue. That's nasty.
Ear boogers.
That's what the fuck it is.
Ear boogers.
I don't want that shit. I don't want that shit. That shit's gross. Yuck. Yo, but I heard some disturbing, since we're on celebrities, I heard some disturbing news today.
Okay, tell us about it.
I had brought it up last week, but I was unsure. But today it was confirmed that Keke Palmer and Derrick Jackson or Daryl Jackson, whatever his name is, somebody Jackson, they have broken up.
Okay.
He was on page 6. So apparently, or he made a post something like, you don't have to be together to co-parent or something. And you don't. And so, especially if he is in a space where Keke is, I just love her. She's so unapologetically herself at all times. And I appreciate that about her. And she's at a time where she's feeling herself as she should. She's becoming a new mom. And she's really just grown into like a beautiful, just young woman, young mom. And so she's living in that moment and she should be able to live in that moment. And he can go ahead and
be his. Have y'all heard the song with her and Usher? I haven't heard it.
No.
I heard it's a really dope song between her and Usher, and I think that song sparked a bunch of controversy.
Is it a new song?
Yeah. They did a duet.
Did they? I haven't heard it. I'm going to have to pull it up.
Do you think the repercussions of when she, I forget what she was on now, when she had on the black kind of see-through bodysuit. Do you think this is some splashback from that?
I think he had a lot of issues and stuff with the whole her going to the Usher concert and how she was dressed and all the backlash of everybody putting their two cents in, like, you're a mother. It's plenty of mamas out here. Like, because you became a mama don't mean you ain't sexy no more. Like, why do people think that?
Let that girl be a MILF.
Listen, if my stomach didn't look the way it looked, this ass would be out in probably 99% of everything I fucking wore. I would be in sheer everything. When I lost weight before, it was spandex. Everything was spandex. If this body was right with no, they would literally have to be like, hey, there's a dress code and we need you to follow it. Like, I would be having those discussions at work because I would be coming to work, honey. Like, y'all not gonna do is shame me for having body, yada, 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 yada. Y'all ain't gonna do that now. What you're not gonna do is do that.
My philosophy.
They be doing it.
Earn the right.
They don't care. They be doing it.
Yeah. If you earn the right to wear what you want to wear, your body affords you the ability to wear it. Don't body shame people.
Even people whose bodies shouldn't be in shit, they still be wearing the shit.
If they make it in my size, I'm going to wear it. I'm not one of those people, but that's what they say. If they make it in a lot of X's, I'm going to put it on. And that's, I guess, their choice. If they're comfortable with their size, and if you're comfortable, be comfortable in the skin. I'm not that comfortable in the skin that I'm in, so I'm never going to be one of those people. But I have a friend, she's so beautiful, and she's a plus size model. And I'm like, damn, I wish I could do half the shit that she's done, because she looks so great in 100% of everything she puts on. And I'm just like, I can't do it. Like, I really want to. And I'll buy the stuff. I'll buy the shit. And it's all in my closet right now. Because I'm like, what was I thinking?
But that's body comfortability. And I understand what you're saying. Right. If you felt comfortable or sexiest at size XY, and now you're XYZ, mm-hmm. I don't care how good it looks in your mind. It's, I don't look right in this.
Right.
Body doesn't
look. And, and me and her have this conversation all the time because she has so many cute clothes. Okay. So then we'll go and we'll be trying to figure out outfits and stuff like that. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, yeah, wear that. And then she'll be like, she'll wear it, but she'll be so awkward wearing it. But she'd be so cute. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute. But she'd be so awkward because she just this ain't what I would wear. Totally so, right. But yeah, she'd be cute. She'd be dressing cute.
Bro, step into that shit. Wear it like you stole it.
That's what I need. Listen, I need to. I'm gonna wear this shit before this 2023 is out.
She got so much cute shit. It just be sitting there. Got a whole closet room full of shit.
Seen people go out with clothes with camel toe or with the pockets all gapped open and all kinds of foolish.
Listen,
you feel good about it? Then I'm going to say a little baby golf clap, but a little bit of fear. But hey, rock on.
Because sometimes those girls be having so much confidence that your initial shock be like, whoa, but then you'll see them walking around and you can't do nothing but respect it. I be respecting it. When I first look at them, I be like, okay. But then by the time she get finished strutting and walking and whatever, I be like, you better rock that shit. I be her fan and shit.
Oh, crop top, back fat, not gonna be me.
Yo, listen. My first reaction be like, and then I be like, well, okay.
If you better put on them high-waisted jeans and put that crop top on, fuck them people.
It's like, if you
work, don't get all this
food. Confidence, people will be like, all right, sis, I see you.
Did y'all hear about Taryn Manning?
Mm-mm. Well, I was sick last week, so I missed a lot, clearly.
I don't know who that is.
Who that?
Taryn Manning is the girl off of Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So apparently she's been having an affair with this man. And they had got together and were going. She was, I guess it was one of their little sneak leak weekends or whatever. And she had decided that she was going to buy him a boat and everything. And they had been hanging out and doing whatever they wanted. And I guess his wife was like, yo, you need to come home and enough is enough. And so she mad at the wife for interrupting her weekend and the fact that she wasn't able to buy this man a boat. So she gets on social media and just says what she has to say.
I don't want to podcast this because I'm just so rooted right now. So
he looked high as shit too.
That sounds so.
I've been messing with the married man and every night, well, for about 3 nights in a row, or even maybe there's a night in between. I was licking his butthole. Yep. Because he liked it. That does not, there is weird. Yeah. And that is what demons do. So we drove all the way down to Newport Beach today so I could buy him a boat. I was so in love, so I could buy this gentleman a boat. And I brought cash to put a down payment down. Like, I really loved him. I was like, yeah, I was like, we're into the same thing, like, we're kinky, blah, blah, blah. And his wife, because he's married, and I feel so bad because I can't stand her. I can't stand his wife. Because she wasn't even like, wait, what? You've been messing with my man? She said, you lunatic, you get out of my life or I'll get an RO on you. No, I'll put your ass in jail. Anyway, so I've been licking your man's butthole for weeks on end because he likes it a lot, and I do it to him, and he comes to me, and it happens.
Yeah, I think they should have gone for the boat for $500.
Listen, so I'm confused on if she knew who was married when she started.
Absolutely. I feel like she absolutely knew.
I don't know. I don't know if she knew that he was married. I think maybe she found out because she said the wife wasn't like, stop messing. I don't know. Anyway, the fact that she went on social media and was like, I've been looking his asshole.
For those of you don't know who she is, this is her.
Yeah.
She's a good girl.
I've been licking his asshole. I really wanted to, and I was going to buy him a boat. It's a problem.
I guess he was like,
I can't wait to talk about this shit on this show. He was like, he like getting his ass ate and I like eating it.
So his wife, they're like, so
his wife ain't eating his ass, basically.
Obviously.
Legs
she ain't
up,
eating his ass.
Head is ready.
She ain't throwing his legs back.
No.
Karen over here throwing legs back and buying boats.
Listen. I did say that I would be a pillow princess. I'll be a pillow princess for a boat. Is she licking assholes for boats? I mean, shit. I would like a boat.
She was like, I had cash. I was ready to buy a boat, but the wife just interrupted. Like,
the wife's stupid.
It's her husband.
The wife's stupid. The wife's stupid. She should have went and got the, she got that fucking boat.
Hey, I would have told the artiste, I would have been like, hey.
I would have been, get your ass right back on that.
Get your ass back over there. Because you know I want a boat.
Spread them, partner.
I'll be calling her. I'll be like, Taryn, girl, I'm sorry he's late. I had to give him a thorough cleaning for you, girl.
Exactly. We apologize for the inconvenience of it all. But let me deliver this motherfucker to you immediately. This is the size boat, and this is what we needed to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, honey. No worries. Too. Sorry, he's exactly. Running late. Go ahead, y'all. Have a great weekend. I did a fleet on him. He is all ready for you, honey.
He is ready.
Okay.
What'd you say?
Ace.
a Wednesday.
Yes.
Exactly. And I'd be like, bye, honey. Tune it up for her. Bye.
Yes. Come back.
She's stupid as hell. The wife dumb as hell. She could have got a boat out of this.
Or more.
So.
Or more. Or, shit.
Just ain't gonna tell what she already got.
Listen.
Ain't no telling what she already got from what he already got from her. What she done already got. So, what an idiot.
Now Taryn don't got a boyfriend no more. She's driving around with all this money, all this cash that she's going to put down as a down payment. And she was high as fuck, yo. She was high as fuck. I'm going to show y'all what she looked like.
Allegedly on meth.
She looked like it.
That's not career enhancing at all.
This is what she looked like.
Oh my. Yeah, that's a meth look right there.
Yo, she looks like, I mean, her being the high part of it looks like that girl that I work with who be high as hell on the phones.
Yeah.
She be like nodding the fuck out. Yeah, that's exactly what she looked like. That's a meth or heroin nod. Are you doing that shit? That shit. Allegedly. I'm not trying to get sued by Taryn because Taryn, I ain't got it. Okay. So, in my famous words of Tosh K, I ain't got it. Don't be coming for us. Everything is alleged over here.
Ooh, yes. The voice. But yeah, I couldn't even. I was like, and she, I mean, she just straight up, you done posted, she posted this on social media. Nobody didn't find her phone. She posted this on social media.
Lord help the children.
And she old. I mean, she at least in her late. She got to be in her mid-30s. You too old for these stuffs. Yeah.
Well, I'm just offended. I'm offended at the fact that she's 44.
She was in Black Snake Down or some shit, wasn't she? Is that her from Black Snake?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just offended at the fact that, you know, I'm just appalled at the wife. She just done ruined everything. Her husband is gonna have he gonna be having all kind of animosity against her. Now we could have had a boat. Whenever she says she want to do something on a boat, for what? We could have had a boat.
What were you about to say, Karen?
You said she was old. So I want to dial that back.
Not old. I don't want to say old, but she's too old for these shenanigans of posting that shit on social media like that.
Okay. All right.
That's
okay.
That's definitely
a 20-year-old thing.
We too old for throwing legs back? Or we too old for what are we too old for?
That's no, she's too old.
We too old to be posting our business on social media talking about we like eating people ass on social media.
Unless you're using it for good, like I'm looking like Ford was on the top now. I like being pegged in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're using it that way, fine. But if you own blasting yourself out and completely stoned out your head and upset with the man's wife for some shit that you done fucked up about, you're too old for that shit.
Okay, I got you. I'm down with you. I'm with you on that one.
But you're never too old to get your legs done back. Yeah, or to throw legs back.
Okay. Ever. All right, Karen. So, Karen, you know, you do Toy Talks After Dark. Do you have a toy for us?
Do I have a toy for you
guys? Let's go. Let's get it.
First thing I want to start with is Slickwid. Can you see it? Oh, I hate when this happens. So Slickwid, yikes. All right, Slickwid. Amazing. Oh,
yeah, we remember that.
Yeah, you showed us that the last time. That's dope.
Yummy. I'm going to have to get your address and send you some. But
please.
Good. Slickwid fingers is good. But this, how do I get this into frame?
That's because you got that blur background. Unblur your background real quick. Yeah, your background is blurred. That's why I keep doing it. There we go. There we go. What is that? It looks sexy.
Oh, God.
And sleek.
Yeah, I was just going to say sleek it does.
This is Lilo pieces are very, very, very upscale. It's part of the luxury line. And the thing I like about Lilo is it's really great with technology. So whereas a regular vibrator would kind of just, you'd lay it on top of your clitoris and it would do its thing. This has air suction. And what it does is it gives you, I'm trying to get this out so you guys can see it. This is actual live, so.
No worries.
Yeah. It's only recording. It's all right.
Yeah, right. So you finish describing it.
All right. So basically, what is amazing about this is it sucks. It has air suction. So it's not like, you know how there's some vibrators that actually almost like feel like they beat your clitoris up. This is that gentle sucking, fluttering kind of sensation. And this is just so much.
Are you able, are you able to adjust the suction on it?
Absolutely. It comes in varying speeds. Yeah.
What's the price line for that?
The price on this is going to be $179.
Okay.
That
is luxury.
So all of the products, I've started to pivot, and this is like insane here. Pivoting away from some of the lower end toys. This toy comes with a 10-year guarantee.
Oh.
Stand behind it.
So it's going to be 10 years of sucking your pussy.
Absolutely. So this goes on right on top of your clitoris. And let me see if this still has any juice on it. When you put it on, this doesn't have anything because it's so fresh. It will suck. You position it here and it sucks. And it's not that kind of sensation that some of them have. It has kind of a fluttering. So the air inside kind of coats and caresses your clitoris as it goes. Okay. It's ergonomically correct in that it's easy to hand. So if somebody's older and has problems, carpal tunnel or issues holding, this is that. Because you know how sometimes you have a toy and you're holding it and your hand gets that cramping kind of sensation?
It gets stuck like this. That I know, honey.
You have the ability to hold it like this. You can hold it like this. Or you can just kind of thumb it like this. So it's easy to use in that sense.
It vibrate as well?
It vibrates. It has a vibrating, a pulsing, and a sucking sensation. So this was great about this one. Unlike some of the other toys that we have that are remote control operated, this is not. This is more for you alone or you with a partner.
Okay.
This is an amazing, amazing, amazing toy. Amazing. So fun to get right now because the pricing on a lot of toys are going up. And here's another thing. At the end of the month, I'm going to be having a trunk sale. So I will be, anyone who comes through you guys and uses the initials for you guys, I'm going to give them 20% off. So
they use NUP?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And they'll get 20. All right.
Well, definitely send us a flyer with that information on it so I can post it on Naturally Unbothered's IG page Facebook. And I'll add our code and all that fun stuff. And definitely.
So it'll be NUP20. To 20% off anything on the site that's over $100. Because that's when it makes a difference. 20% off of $20, I'm not doing that. But I know when I'm shopping, I want to, if it's something like $150, $200, and this is price low on that. A lot of times that particular device is like $200. So for trunk sale, because I'm getting rid of this kind of inventory I have and restocking, that's what we're going to be doing. As well as this liquid. You need this in your life. You need.
All right. Yeah, we're going to have to get you our address so we can get us some liquid.
Yeah, I need some.
Because we saw that the first time you were on, and we probably were supposed to give you our address then and didn't give it.
Okay. We so bad about giving an address.
Know. We be so horrible. There's so many free shit we could have had and stuff to try out, and we just be dropping the ball.
Just so Ebony, bad about that.
Ebony, do you have a say my name? Say my name?
I do. Say so here
name,
it is.
Say my name.
Hey, ladies, please, please say my name and his punk ass name, too.
Ooh.
My name is Micah, and my cheating ass boyfriend, AJ, have been dating for 11 years, high school sweethearts. I just found out that AJ's punk ass has a 7-year-old daughter and a 6-month-old son by the same woman he's been seeing for 9 years. He told me that he was active duty military. So he deploys almost every 18 to 22 months. That was a lie. I am so hurt. I am so confused. I need some advice. I really love him. I've been in too long to leave. Please, please help.
You've been in too long to leave. Do y'all have any kids? I'm sorry, Karen, you go first. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's ever I don't think it's ever a point where you've been in too long or you're too vested to go if you're not getting your needs met and you're not happy. This is not a dress rehearsal. Get on to the next characters who give you joy. First of all, that's some fragging mackerel bull. I want to say more, but I don't want to like blow up the spot with all the cursing that's going on in my head. That's a perfect waste of your time, sugar. He's cannibalized a lot of your life, your pretty, and your vagina that you are not going to be able to get back. Let this go because clearly he is blocking your blessings. Go on to something better. Even if it's something worse, it's not going to be that the fact that he's disrespected you, your body, and your vagina, and your time. You deserve better. That's
All
all.
that.
First of all, I'm going to say this. Your pH balance is all fucked off because I know if he got two kids and they've been together for 9 years, he's having unprotected sex with the both of you. And my question is, do you have kids? Because if you don't have kids with him and he got two kids with her, girl, you just need to go ahead and send him right on out the door. Like, peace out. Fuck that. You need to invest in yourself. Fuck that. You need to be too invested in yourself to deal with that shit. That's my comment. So no, I don't got no good advice for you other than, bitch, it's time for you to go. What was
Yeah,
her name?
her name is Micah.
Micah.
So yeah, so Micah, yeah, where do I start? First off, if y'all wouldn't have went to high school together, I wouldn't even believe his fucking name was AJ. He's told so many fucking lies. He's lied about the military, lied about the point.
How
So
do you not
obviously.
know he went to the military? Were you not invited to like the basic training graduation, like most girlfriends, wives, fiancés, family
Probably
members?
not. Probably because the other bitch was there. Who knows? My baby mama was probably there.
He don't got
The
no pictures in
real
a
family,
uniform. Like, where's his uniform pictures? Like,
the real family was probably there. I mean, he didn't say how long he was in the military, but at least for the last 9 years, he's been lying about it. If that's by her statements, she said that he lied. So I'm just gonna take her word for it that he lied. He lied about being in the military. He obviously lied about loving you and wanting to be with you, and it just being just y'all. However, since you want some good advice and you've reached out to Naturally Unbothered Us Ladies, if you're writing in for advice, that means that you want us to tell you to stay. Like most times, like you already know this shit ain't normal. This shit ain't normal. You will get out. But when you want somebody to say, girl, that was this and that, he made a mistake, blah, blah, blah. And if that's what you're wanting to hear, fine, I'll tell you. Because the other two women and said, get out, run, Molly, you in danger. They said all that. But I'm gonna say, since you're writing into us, you wanted to hear exactly what I was gonna say. And if
a
they would have said the opposite,
mistake.
if y'all would have said the opposite, I would have been like, girl, get out. But since y'all said, girl, get out, I'm gonna say, girl, stay.
A
You
mistake would
write
have
into us.
been you bought the wrong kind of milk at the store and she can't
Listen,
cook the pie and the cake
listen.
like she used to. You got a
What you haven't
7-year-old and a
known,
6-month-old. Ain't no
what you
mistake.
haven't right, what you haven't known for the past 7 years ain't hurt nothing. Ain't shit changed. You still been living the lie, so just continue to live the lie.
So what is he bringing to your life? If he's got a whole woman with two kids, what exactly is he pouring into your life besides
You know,
semen?
his checks ain't shit.
He probably don't work. Wait a minute, what you mean he's not in the military? So what do he do every day? What's his paycheck? Like
He going somewhere.
is
He
he
go
a dope
he
boy
going.
or what?
I don't know. Listen, I don't know what he got going on. He probably one of those self-starters, probably working on something. But I know for 18 to 22 months, he's deployed with his family.
with his
that's
other
what
family.
I know.
He's over
with
there
his
with
other
her.
family. Yeah, so that's what I know. And then he coming back.
Yo.
And then he come back to you and doing all those things. So I'm saying, like, there's no way, like, it's just...
Yeah.
I have no words.
Why have you not said nothing to the other woman? Because I guarantee the other woman don't know shit about you. You
what
are his
gonna say
ex-girlfriend
her?
From high school.
Yeah, and it's not her place to say anything to the other woman. For what? That she's not married to this man.
Hell, you about to be with me for no 11 years, and I'm not gonna be like, hey, bitch, you know, me and him been together for 11 years.
I'm gonna blow up your spot, but it ain't gonna be like this, bitch. I'm already got the air tag, it's already hooked to your card, nigga. Negro, I'm following you now. I'm about to see where you at, and now it's on and cracking.
Pocket, huh?
I got the air tag, I didn't find my phone. We didn't got like 360. We didn't set up some stuff, and we gonna turn on your location on Snap so we can find you. Look, we gonna find out where you. I'm gonna get Tammy Roman on the job, okay? We gonna find you. We gonna confront you. We gonna do those type of things. That's what I'm on.
Micah. But you want us to say AJ name? We need to be saying your name. You the one over here. You despicable. I'm disappointed in you as a woman.
AJ, another jackass. That's what the AJ stands for. Another jackass. I can't take it.
Yeah.
I can't take it. I can't take another jackass.
No. Micah, you need to stop and think about, he can't love you the way you need to be loved because you're not loving yourself enough to stop and say, why are you in a fraction of his life as opposed to the whole of his life? You know, let's do some basic math on this. This math is not mathing in this relationship. If you only...
One and one is equaling four.
I'm like, where are his friends? Where are his families? Where are you on the holidays? Ma'am, come on now.
He ain't spending no holiday time with her. He deployed towards the end of the year every year. He ain't doing none of that shit. He is with her from March until... about October. That's when he with her, because then the other chick, he telling her that he deploying for 6 months, and so he's spending 6 months with her and he's spending the rest of the year with the other woman. Like,
he gotta be there for the kids' birthdays. That's what I'm thinking. He gotta be there for the kids' birthdays and holidays.
Yeah. A ticket. I can meet you. Where are you deployed to, babe? I got a ticket.
Yo, that's what I said. Hey, Micah, get you an air tag.
I get a ticket when you get air tag.
Get you an air tag. This man over here got one. He got four. Guess what one of them is at?
In your
on
car?
That Dodge Charger. On that Dodge Charger. On that Dodge Charger. There you go. His little travels go.
You is crazy.
Work home.
All right, Karen. Thank you for being on the show. Tell everybody where to find you, follow you, what you got going on next.
Well, in about 25 minutes, I will be on let me rephrase that. Every Wednesday night, we will be on Toy Talks After Dark at 9:35. And on Mondays, you can find me on Midlife Must on Instagram and on StreamYard and on YouTube. You can also find us on Shopify for toys that you all manner of pleasure enhancement toys for all the good and naughty girls and boys.
All right.
Wink,
I like naughty girls and boys.
Love naughty girls and boys. All right. Jump. Please, I love being here with you guys. You guys are amazing.
Thank you so much
for
coming on the show. We appreciate you. We look forward to coming on your show.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And everything.
Definitely.
So thank you so much, Ebony. Tell everybody where to find, follow us, and all that fun stuff. Take us out.
Okay, well, you can find me personally, Ebony.
Not you. We're talking about
the
Naturally
Real...
Unbothered.
The Naturally Unbothered. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about me, where they can find me, the
Don't
real Ebony. The real, I'm just, okay. Hold on a second. You know, y'all, I don't know how long we've been doing this, but I'm still just catching up to the closing. Hi, thank you. Follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Please leave us a message. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and show ideas and evidence. Ooh, 2023 has been a doozy, but y'all keep these coming. So thank you. I appreciate y'all letting me get up in y'all's beeswax. I love it, y'all. Let me give y'all my good solid advice. Thank you for listening to me. For those that do and for those that don't, you tripping. You can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We should be your number one podcast. You should be watching us on YouTube, subscribing, rating, and clicking that notification bell so that you are notified every Thursday when we upload new episodes. After you've listened to the episode, rate it, review us. Leave a comment in the little section saying we're doing great or we're not doing great. I'm gonna be honest with you, we don't see the doing great too much, but when you tell us that we're doing something bad, for some reason I see all of it and I do respond. I'll be having the time. So please tell me what you got to say, because I'll be having the time and I respond to all of them. So please, if you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com, and click that merch link. We have tees, shot glasses, coffee mugs, all things Naturally Unbothered. That's what we have. So please, that is www.naturallyunbothered.com. Click that merch link. Yo, if you want to find out about Slickwid, please, if you want to find out about the Micah and AJ, if you want to find out where we're going to be at anytime in 2024, at the end of 2023, please call. If you want to send pictures, listen.
Oh my gosh, don't.
Listen, y'all. Listen, last week I solicited pictures. I got one, okay? And I'm not going to share it because that's just not what I'm going to do here. Because I'm not sure, but I didn't get permission to share that. I got a picture of a man wearing a face condom, okay? And he was laying down. He had the thing on his. He was ready to. I mean, it wasn't a face condom. It was a face dildo.
It was a dildo.
Yeah, it was a dildo. It was a strap for the chin. He had it on, and it was right there. And he was somebody wanted somebody to sit on his face. And ride his. Listen.
Ride his face.
Listen. I got that photo, and immediately I had to send it to the group. I was like, Jesus. Okay? Jesus.
Say more. We like it.
Thank you, sir. So please tell all your whole ass friends to send their pictures to 205-308-8304. That is 205-308-8304. We welcome the pictures. We welcome the shenanigans. I'm with all the shit. So please, 205-308-8304. Please tell your whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends, and then they mama's whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
All right, y'all. Until next time, it's been another great episode of Naturally Unbothered. Peace.
Hey.